is the executive director for Historic Rock Hill. Her name is Jennifer Sandler. And good morning to you, Jennifer.
Good morning, guys.
Well, what's going on in Jennifer's world?
Oh, man, I am so excited. We finally, I don't know if you've driven by the White Home recently, if you've seen our newest addition, which is a beautiful clear top tent that will be pretty much a permanent fixture at the White Home now. So if you were looking for weddings or events, we have that permanently in place. So we have a lovely pea gravel underlayment underneath it. So, and we're getting some really nice landscaping around it. So before, people who wanted to rent the White Home had to, wanted to have a wedding at the White Home had to rent their own tent. Now we have it included. So I'm really excited about it, and it's just going to be used so much, and it's just a beautiful addition.
I'm so glad you mentioned that, because I drive by that space by the White Home, and the other day that was being constructed, and I said out loud in the car, like everyone will do, oh, I need to ask Jennifer what's going on there. I thought it was just getting ready for a wedding, so that's going to be a permanent structure.
This is our tent.
Wow. So yes. A couple of things. We know the land where Historic Rock Hill is on, I mean the house is historic, so did you have to make sure that the tent was historic looking in some ways? Like, did you have to jump through some hurdles there? Or?
So definitely had to jump through some hoops, but fortunately it's not considered, it's considered semi-permanent, so it's not a permanent structure that would have to go through the historic review board. So we avoided that, and it does need to be taken down a couple times a year to be re-permitted. So, but the city's on board, and we're obviously really excited about it.
And when folks were doing weddings, did you find that was a piece of their experience that they were like, I'm getting either bogged down in trying to find someone, and so you, or just, I don't know who to contact, and you all just said, we're just going to simplify this, and it's just included in the price?
Yeah, so I think what it was before is that people had a hard time envisioning what it would look like. So, you know, it's easier to sell something that is up and there, and you can envision your wedding, you know, happening underneath this beautiful tent, and we have chandeliers in there right now. And so it was more a lack of imagination. Matt Starnes, our wedding and events coordinator, director, he does an amazing job of helping couples, you know, kind of visualize and figure out what they need and help them actually achieve that dream. So it was less that and more that if you walk out to the site, you kind of have to just use your imagination. Like, okay, here's a picture of what it, you know, looked like for somebody else's event. Now you can walk underneath it and see the chandeliers and the market lights and, you know, really kind of envision your own event there.
Yeah, some people can visually see it. Others cannot.
Yes.
Visually see
exactly.
Anything and say,
yes.
What are we going to do in this space?
How
and
big
we-
is it? Yeah. Right.
So if you build it, they'll come.
Exactly. That is our hope. Now, fingers crossed there, Lucas.
Oh, when you look at the rest of 2025, do you all have some open spots here and there for your weddings?
We do. We have a few open spots. Those are filling up, fortunately. But we do. So if you are looking for this year, we still have some space available. So reach out.
And I know typically Saturday is when people get married, but can people get married during the week, different Fridays and Sundays? What does that schedule look like for
weddings? So actually just this past weekend, we had a Sunday wedding. Mm-hmm. So that was considered a more micro wedding, so a smaller event. And we do have some packages available for smaller events and they're a little bit more cost effective. So if you wanted to get married on a Friday or on a Sunday versus a peak Saturday.
We got married in Columbia when I worked there and got married Saturday morning. Because it was cheaper.
Nice.
Like, yeah, we didn't say. And it
Saturday
was
morning?
Saturday, it was a brunch wedding.
Oh, that's perfect.
So it was like 10 o'clock?
Yeah. 11:30, I think, is exactly the time. So it was like a brunch wedding, but it was cheaper. Like a big, significant amount cheaper than if we did it.
And
like,
everyone's home before dark.
Yeah. Between 3
in
o'clock.
In bed by 7:30. Yeah. I love
and
it.
We could go to bed early
yes.
and get our flight the next morning.
Perfect.
Yeah, that's a good point. So how people look at a traditional wedding, which is fine. You can have your traditional wedding
for sure.
Wherever, but you can also get creative on the date, time, location. The only thing that matters is that you're standing there with your best friend and you're getting married.
Yes. Exactly right.
Poured it on a little thick there.
Oh, so sweet.
But it shouldn't matter about everything else.
Exactly. And I think people lose sight of that a little bit as they're planning their big day.
We're helping those couples out there. All right. Anything else happening within Historic Rock Hill beyond that new permanent structure, which you can swing by and check it out?
So we actually have a ribbon cutting through the chamber on April the 2nd. So that event is from 3 to 7, but the ribbon cutting is at 4. And so we'll have champagne and we'll have some music. And it's just going to be a great way to mix and mingle and see the tent for yourself. So come on out. Check that out. It is open to the public. We also have our antique car show coming up on April the 13th. That is a Sunday. So if you haven't seen that before, come check that out. It is so cool. We have local car enthusiasts who bring their Anderson cars. You know, as you all know, Anderson cars were made here in Rock Hill. You know, who knew that Rock Hill had a car manufacturing company? But you can check some of those cars out. And it's just really special because they're all out on the green space at the White Home. There's a craft fair at the same time. And the White Home is open for self-guided tours. So it's just a great afternoon to bring the family out.
By the way, a ribbon cutting with champagne better soon become a business after hours, if you know what I mean.
You know, it can stretch it. It goes through 7. Yeah. So, you know, take the afternoon off and join us.
Oh, man. The Antique Car Show, I know, happens the day after the Come See Me Festival wraps up. So people are still out there celebrating spring.
Yes.
They can just extend it one more day.
Exactly. Yeah. So we thought last year, I think it was during Come See Me, and there was just so much going on. We did have good attendance, but we thought, you know, just the timing aligned for this better. So
perfect. You can also always become a member of Historic Rock Hill. And I think we talk about this every couple of months when you come on. But it's cheaper now than getting eggs, so to speak, and going out to eat. But you get access to what exactly when you become a member?
So we have a lot of members-only events. Like actually on April 11th, we have a Carhartt walking tour with Pat Grant and Chip Hutchison. And so that is a members-only event, so you do have to be a member. We have a lot of walking tours and other events that are members-only. It also gives you a discount to our rental, to renting the White Home, 10% discount, discounted tickets to the Oyster Roast, and also access to museums around the country through the reciprocal museum
partnership.
Partnership, exactly.
Right. Yeah, I remember you sharing details of that a couple, I think last year. I didn't realize that was an option.
It
so
is.
You get to experience other museums throughout the country.
There are tons of them. So
perfect.
Hundreds.
Well, it's a great network to be part of. And of course, Historic Rock Hill, they work on, again, preserving Rock Hill's past as well as looking toward the future. And I think it's a benefit to have you all here. I know you all work closely with the Fort Mill History Museum as well, which they're passionate about keeping the history of Fort Mill alive and well. And you all have been able to work on some projects. I think last time we spoke, you all were about to or preparing to work together, which I like seeing that synergy between the two.
Absolutely. Yeah. Christia Humberg is the director there, and she's fantastic. And we just love coordinating and collaborating because we're trying to do the same thing. So she's just doing it in Fort Mill and we're doing it here in Rock Hill. But ultimately, our goal is to preserve and promote our local history.
And a lot of our history sometimes overlaps.
Absolutely.
Even though the Catawba River is there, our history is still bonded with those two communities.
Absolutely. So, and we still are today.
Yeah. All right. That is the update from Historic Rock Hill from Jennifer Sandler, the executive director. Thanks, Jen.
Thank you.